This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long tongue liar.
There is no such thing as the devil's helpers. Tell the ramblers. There's only slaves. There's only chattel. It always is destroyed. Always is betrayed. And that's what betrayal is. Betrayal is the essence of evil. We should learn to recognize it and know it for what it is. That's why they always accuse us that are trying to be good and trying to be honorable and who have consciences and who bust our butts to try to be the best we can. That we are frauds, that we are fakes. That face in the crowd moment that they're always looking for to try to bring down Trump or myself or Matt Drudge or anybody else when they are the ones that have the histories. I've gotten a little bit philosophical in the last hour because it's desperately important that people really understand. And I know most of you know this better than I, but I mean, we're really dealing with wholesale evil here, okay? And it's committed to hurting all of us. And we just can't sit there and try to keep out of its way and be cowards. We've got to take it head on, and we've got to take it down. And again, I don't say this to brag. I say it because we're under attack. Because the spirit of InfoWars, it's not just my spirit, it's your spirit, it's our spirits together with God, tying us together. Our spirit is one of victory, it's one of commitment, it's one of honor, it's one of delivering, it's one of straight shooting. And they know that, and they know we're never going to fold. They know it. No matter how much poison they put in the water and the food and how much cultural crap they shovel at us, we're never giving up. And they know it. And we're always going to be so much stronger than them. And they know that too. And they hate it. So you remember that and don't ever feel bad about yourself when you know you love God. Don't ever let the enemy make you depressed and keep you down and tell you you're crap. They're the crap. And we don't revel in how they're failed and fallen. We don't want to be around them. We want them to go away. Get out of our way. We are the trailblazers. We are the striving entrepreneurs. We are the builders. That's why the Bible says, get behind me, Satan. Christ says, get behind me, Satan. Get out of my way. The devil doesn't build anything. He follows life around trying to screw it over. Feeding off of it while he hates it. And I just think we should all pray to God to help us be strong and in Christ's name say, get behind me, Satan. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ, get behind me, Satan. Get behind me, Brian Stelter. Get behind me, Michael Wolff. Get behind me, Hillary Clinton. Get out of our way in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You know that name. You hate that name because that name is the truth and is power. Not these fake churches, but Christ. And Christ's spirit has broken you forever. You are fallen. And feel the strength of Christ. I know you can feel it. It's the spirit. That death has been conquered by. It's a spirit that when you feel it come into your presence, it's awesome. And it makes you want to cry because you're naked and you're a sinner. and you're in the presence of the God that created all that is and all that will ever be. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I authorize zero access to the White House, actually turned you down many times, said he never spoke to you for the book. It's full of lies, misrepresentations, and sources that don't exist. So as good a place to start as any. Did you talk to the president?
What was I doing there if he didn't want me to be there?
Well, let me ask you, did you talk to the president? Did you interview him for this book?
I absolutely spoke to the president, whether he realized it was an interview or not. I don't know, but it certainly was not off the record. I am certainly and absolutely in every way comfortable with everything I've reported in this book.
Would you release any of those recordings since your credibility is being questioned?
My credibility is being questioned by a man who has less credibility than perhaps anyone who has ever walked on earth at this point.
Before you stand by everything in the book, nothing made up.
Absolutely everything in the book.
Your former editor at Vanity Fair, Graydon Carter, said he wasn't surprised you'd written this exclusive book. He was surprised they let you in the door at the White House. Are you surprised?
No, I'm a nice guy. I go in.
Did you flatter your way in?
I certainly said what was ever necessary to get the story.
Listen now, he just loves being dishonest. He just relishes evil. He just, it all feels so good just to run around and do bad things. And then just the lies that President Trump is the most dishonest, discredited person in history doing 95% of what he said he'd do, at least getting it done or trying to get it done, and then he says he's changed his mind on Afghanistan. I think that's wrong. He's not doing the stuff he said he'd do on vaccines. That's wrong. He needs to move forward, and he is starting to move forward to get things cleared up for Assange. That's happening with the grand juries and all that being dismissed, and so, yeah, but he's okay. I guess he's starting to deliver there. Okay. He's done some other stuff, but, I mean, who delivered on their promises like this? George Washington? Once Thomas Jefferson got in, he wasn't so much as a libertarian as he was before. He was still a pretty good guy, but he flip-flopped on like 80%. So you can't say Jefferson, even though he was a really smart guy. A lot of his writings influenced me. But I mean, who did what they said they'd do? Like this, Abraham Lincoln was an occultist and a weirdo and had all sorts of health problems and drank mercury seltzers every morning just so he could stop the disease he had of his bones growing over his joints and his nerves. I forget the disease. I was reading a book about it a few years ago. Very interesting. Hitler did what he said he'd do. You know, a lot of times evil will actually do what it says, but then you have to actually did. What are the promises? Are they good? And is it being followed through on? And the answer is yes. The answer is yes. Who else has been following through on their promises? Vladimir Putin. From what he does politically, he's very honorable. They'll probably have that. Oh, see, he's a Russian agent. No, I'm an agent of the truth. Vladimir Putin is the only other modern statesman that delivers on what he says he'll do. And now it's back in vogue because of people like Nigel Farage and Ron Paul and Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump. I'm going to go to your phone calls now. I'm going to go to Jeff in Vancouver and Brendan and Georgia and Greg and Luke and Sam and Carlos and John and Dan and Steve and Marcos and Debbie and Miles and many others that are joining us. And we got Millie popping in with a report she shot that's very interesting. Looking at, you know, who Democrats would support for another run. It's interesting to get into their heads and see what their body politics thinking. Got some other big men on the streets that are coming up very, very soon. They're going to be very informative. Let's go ahead and go to Jeff in Vancouver Island. What a beautiful place. Go ahead, Jeff. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Thanks. Man, you are right on target today. I just my blood's boiling with you, brother. And, you know, a couple things. You know, we're all in a battle. This globe is in a battle right now. We're in the Valley of Decision. And, you know, a thought came to me, like, there's this unseen hand that keeps attacking everything and tearing down everything. But, you know, the Bible is clear that that unseen hand is moved from one source. And if all the sycophants would gather around their leader, you would find that leader to be what the Bible says, literally, not a metaphor, a fallen angel.
Hey, no, I've experienced it. I've seen it. The Bible calls it the mystery of evil. It's a program, a spirit. It's working. They are in concert.
Right. And it's clear. It's simple Bible that this being rejected God because he wanted to be God. And that's the thing he sells to all these people that have a hole in their heart, that are looking for God.
And notice Elon Musk says that. He goes, these are very empty, dangerous, anti-human people that are already worshiping an AI God that's going to make them God. That is revelation.
Exactly. That's their plan. And the farther down the rabbit hole, that's why they get this little buzz of life, the farther down the rabbit hole, because they think they're getting closer, but they're getting dragged down to this place called hell.
Exactly, and that's how the universe works. You don't betray and screw people over and ever in the end get delivered. It's a metaphysical rule of common sense and the universe and science. They are delusional. But look, when you look at how narcissistic and on power trips they are, it's like a false program. Like, you can see they're totally weak and pathetic and stupid, but they think they're powerful and smart.
Yeah, and the fruit of it is so clear to people that know God. We can see that they're on the wrong path. So that's my one point. I just want to finish with this point. The Bible also says very clearly that Jesus Christ defeated our enemy when he gave his life for mankind and injected the love of God back into the world. And as much as these people make my blood boil, I know in my heart of hearts that Christ died for every single one of them. And that's the one thing that's going to turn some of these people in the valley, is that Christ already has paid for their sins. And on the judgment day, when everybody is looking the God of the universe in the eye, they're going to see that their debt was paid. They had full life ahead of them, and they turned it away for their own selfishness.
And here's the thing. A lot of these evil people know that.
And those people can't be reached, but it's the people that can be reached that we want to say, you're going over the cliff, brother.
No, you're absolutely right, because you know what the ultimate sin is. It's refusing the Holy Spirit, having God actually reach out to show you, and you go, I don't want you. God bless you. I appreciate your call, Jeff. It's unbelievable. Let's jam in one more call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Carlos. Calls in all the time, but I'm going to go to Carlos. I want to hear what he has to say. Go ahead, Carlos, in Montreal.
Thank you, Alex. Just wanted to follow up on, before talking to you about your fantastic iodine product, I'd like to just mention that when China says that it will reduce its taxes to zero to encourage companies to remain in China, in effect, they are failing, because the American companies that have any wisdom in this will take the tax money that they save and reinvest it in the United States, where they will have a population that has more disposable income because of the reduced taxes in America. And that's their problem. If they don't do that in China, and they just maintain the tax level where there is now. Of course, American companies will come back, but the Chinese don't have the purchasing power to compete with Americans.
Well, exactly. Look, it's state-run government, state-run media, and Trump goes, okay, we'll lower our taxes to your level 15%, and then they go, oh, now it's zero, but you got to invest directly with the. They're saying that these worldwide companies, many of them U.S. companies, have to become state-run. And you're reading it right there in the New York Times like it's a wonderful thing. They're like, oh, go stay in China, everybody. I mean, they're literally agents of this evil power that isn't even communist. It's just this vampiric system. It's incredible how, I mean, on its face, the left is allied with the most radical forms of Islam that oppress women. They're allied with communism. They're allied with it all. What do you want to say about the Iodine, brother? Are you gone, Carlos? All right, I think Carlos is gone. I was thinking about holding him over. We'll be right back with more phone calls straight ahead. I shouldn't look at Brian Stealth. Just looking at that photo earlier really, 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 really triggered me.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So, the known yellow journalism king, Mr. Michael Wolff, the man that masquerades in journalist clothing, he's come out with a huge whopper of a lie saying that President Trump is one of the biggest liars out there, saying that he just doesn't do anything he says he'll do. Even CNN and MSNBC admit he's the promise keeper and that he's dangerous because he says what he really thinks, and he's not a statesman that knows how to twist things. So Trump is known for telling the truth. Trump is known for being a straight shooter. Alex, I will not let you down. I'm going to win. We're going to cut the taxes. We're going to start securing the border. We're going to take care of the veterans. We're going to, he's been delivering. But, oh, the little journalist who, again, only emerges, it turns out, I've looked like every decade, kind of like It the Clown emerges, you know, every decade or so to feed. And then he kind of scurries back into the shadows and comes back out with, you know, some big fiasco book with lies and disinfo and false quotes, according to people, all mixed together with some truth. So this is him caught in the big enchilada lie, and we'll go back to your phone calls.
Would you release any of those recordings since your credibility is being questioned?
My credibility is being questioned by a man who has less credibility than perhaps anyone who has ever walked on earth at this point.
Before you stand by everything in the book, nothing made up.
Absolutely everything in the book.
Your former editor at Vanity Fair, Graydon Carter, said he wasn't surprised you'd written this explosive book. He was surprised they let you in the door at the White House. Are you surprised?
No, I'm a nice guy. I go in.
Did you flatter your way in?
Let's stop right there. So he says Trump's a liar. He has the worst credibility. He doesn't do what he says. And, of course, there's globalist operatives in the White House. That's what all this is about. And we know who lets you in. Stephen K. Bannon. It's reportedly in the book. Bannon lowered the drawbridge, and in came the wolf. Kind of like foghorn leghorns. I'll see. Go away, boy. You bother me. There's a hen house over there. Like, come on over here, dog. You look like a dog to me. Got a big bushy tail, though, and big old teeth. Actually, sir, I'm a known wolf. Well, I say. You go right on in there, my good buddy. I'm a nice guy. That's another joke. ShowDrudgeReport.com. He's got one of the creepy photos, but, man, the one I found this morning, and I can't find it now, it's grabbed me up. It's like a full body shot of him in a suit, and he's got that demon smile going. Michael Wolff, yeah, they've changed the photo now. It was down in the corner. Go to Google Images or try Bing or something else. Just type in journalist or author Michael Wolff. And again, Wolff admits, not sure all true book sensation rocks nation. And he said he did whatever necessary to get the story. But again, just a really creepy person. Can we show him smiling? I want to show Stelter. I want to show the creepy photo that Drudge had up earlier, and I want to show the Stelter photo just to look upon. You think that guy's got a score to settle with humanity? You think that guy's got a chip on his shoulder? You think that guy didn't look at himself in the morning and say, I am literally the most disingenuous, demonic, filth bag the planet has ever seen. By the way, I don't just say this stuff. When I call Mueller a criminal and a piece of garbage when nobody else would do it because we're all scared of the FBI. And when I called McCabe a criminal and I called Strzok a criminal and I broke down how they were criminals, you notice months later, exactly as I said, you now have the head of the Judiciary Committee in the Senate saying it's criminal. And that they were organized, and that it appears to be organized crime. Because that's what it is. I don't risk my life to sit here and get in these people's faces because I don't believe what I'm saying. I know these men are garbage. And so's the entire leftist operation, delivering the women of America into the hands of the new Gloria Steinem, as if she wasn't damaging enough for women. Linda Saussure. Linda Saussure. You aren't given that feminist leadership position unless you're in the Ford Foundation, the Carnegie Endowment, and usually the CIA. Gloria Steinem was hired in college by the Central Intelligence Agency to carry out the breakup of the family. Had nothing to do with empowering women. And now they are saying women taking off their hijabs is a stunt in Iran, and they are bad. Muslim women expect executed and raped en masse in Burma. Not a peep out of conservative American women. Now they are all up in arms on Iran. Selective outrage is not a good look. Oh, Linda Saussure. And, of course, there's been news about Burma and the civil wars going on there. That, by the way, the UN ran exterminating the non-Muslims. What was that, 20 years ago, to bring the Muslims in, just like they do in Africa. All right, I'm sorry. I'm going to go back to Carlos, and I'll get to more of your calls here. Carlos, you wanted to, I guess let's do a plug, since you, I mean, I don't know what you're going to say, but what do you think of our X2 true atomic iodine?
Well, I want to tell you that one of the greatest contributions that are being made by InfoWars to society today is your products, among which is my favorite, which is the Survival X2 iodine product. I want to tell you something about iodine that people don't realize. And even Mr. Bannon and Mr. Wolf should probably check themselves, because they're probably iodine deficient, not removing enough of the fluoride in their body. I want to tell you that up to 50% of the American population, and Canadian population as well, may be deficient in iodine. Iodine is a mineral. It's one of the elements in the periodic table. And you do not get this iodine from plants or from food because they produce it. They get it from the soil, and you, consuming the food, uptake the iodine. Iodine is essential to every cell development, especially in children. And iodine is concentrated in the thyroid gland, primarily there, where it filters the serum coming through your blood and extracts whatever iodine is present. If the iodine is not present in sufficient numbers, your thyroid gland has to work double time. In the extreme, it reaches the limit. So then the pituitary gland sends a thyroid growth hormone to it to make sure that it's bigger so it can process more serum and get more iodine from it. In the ultimate extreme, it's called goiter. It's a disease. And people don't realize that if you are short of iodine, if you're deficient, your cells will not mature properly, develop, and never mind radiation coming from Fukushima, but at the same time, iodine enables your cells to develop. And it's very important for muscular brain development. A lot of brain problems and breast cancer may be attributable to iodine deficiency.
And by the way, you can just search engine, mainstream news admits iodine deficiency on average 15 IQ point reductions, then fluoride added another 15. It's all admitted. This is a plan where they bomb us with a bad halogen that our thyroid then uses, and it basically then gives us a...
Top scientists and researchers agree we are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract. It gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We're back taking your phone calls. We've got Zach, formerly with Army Special Operations Intelligence, a great source of not classified info, but a human analysis of now a private citizen and contractor with unnamed groups. He's going to be joining us from Morocco. And then Millie Weaver is going to come in with a big report she filed that we're going to premiere here. Do some investigation into the Democrats and their mindset. But no kidding. Media Matters is writing like 5 disinfo pieces against us a day, and then when they write the disinfo piece funded by Soros, this is admitted, then mainstream media, that's their green light that it's okay to report on. And it's really ridiculous. Here's the latest article. I didn't mean this to be a plug, but it is a plug. Thump, the first 100 days about Trump being a nice little bunny to counter them saying he's a Nazi and a murderer and all these other things. Well, guess what? They say that this is a white supremacist book. Alex Jones is hawking pro-Trump children's book that indoctrinates them to white nationalism. Why? Because some of the people in the book are white and the bunny rabbit has blonde hair. I'm not kidding. There are black bunnies, too, by the way, and brown bunnies. And so, again, that's just their job. Meanwhile, they have another article out saying Alex Jones claims that Brian Stelter is basically drinking her children's blood. Now, what I said is culturally, like a psychic vampire, he's drunk on our children, our future's blood. Yes, they're trying to destroy our future, trying to break up our families. They're pushing all this anti-American garbage. They're pushing, you know, pro-Arab Spring, all this stuff. That is drunk on our collective children's future. And that is, again, a metaphysical allegory that is extremely clear. I didn't say he is actually drinking their blood. But they'll edit it together and say, put that out. That's fine. Go ahead. Jones threatens Stelter. You will pay, yeah. You don't think I see your face, scum? He is scum, lying scum. You don't think I don't see you, Stelter? And now everyone will look at his demonic face and think about how he's leering and smiling at you and thinks he's better than you. So again, Soros, you will deliver yourself into our hands. Yeah, let's put him on the front of the screen here. Oh, my gosh. I mean, that is literally an arrogant servant of the system. Narcissism, pettiness, pea-brainedness, the example of everything that men shouldn't be, namely not being a man. That's a wimp that wants to squat over America and run everybody's lives to make himself feel like he's somebody. That's the spirit. Thump, the first 100 days. And you get with it the Alex and Thump, the Art of InfoWars, collector's poster, America First in 1776, InfoWars.com. Yes, you heard it. I mean, they're now saying just having white people in movies, period, is racist. And milk is racist, so there's a new level. Now bunny rabbits are white nationalists. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Again, this is simply amazing. This is white supremacist. I guess because there's white people. This is all they can do. It's incredible. And it's all meant to trigger them. And look, there's brown bunnies and black bunnies. But the teddy bear, he's left behind. I'll say this, there are a lot of coded messages in here, but it's not racist messages. Very well done. That's why the last one I did was the number one New York Times bestseller. Spirit cooking. Can you read this? You learn it. Oh, and they are so scared. And look, basket of deplorables. Black bunnies, brown bunnies, pink bunnies, gray bunnies. And other little creatures. Look how hateful this is. This is very hateful. You've got the rhino media. You know, rhinos are gray. But you see, that's why it's racist. Because there's an animal that's gray. And that's coded racism. No, it's not. It's right out in the open that rhinos are Republican in name only. That's what that means. Nothing to do with race. And the bunny went in his little litter box and pooped on the New York Times. Because that's all it's good for. Wow. This is amazing. This is absolutely amazing. And then you've got Soros. He's like the claw from Inspector Gadget.
I'll get you next time, bunny. Next time.
Very, very, very well done. There's the evil bunny. Oh, liberal tears. Some good bunny. I think the one of Rex Tillerson I think that looks like Robert Mueller. Robert Mueller looks like a seriously evil person. He's on a power trip about it. Oh, we're so scared of you. We're so scared. We're so scared of the paramilitary death squads America's always had. Those people ought to be concerned about those people. You think the soldiers and people like the globalist scum, like having little hunchback demons order them around, little backstabbing cowards? Think people like you, they hate you. Everyone hates you who's got a brain. Soros, you old stinking Nazi collaborator, we're going to have CNN come out again and say that, oh, contrary to popular belief, Alex Jones is lying about Soros being a Nazi collaborator. And they now have that as a little talking point that it's a, Jones put out the preposterous lie that Soros ever was even associated with the Nazis. Why, he just said he's an angel. He's a wonderful person. Let's go to your phone calls. Let's see what we got here. John, Dan, Steve, Marcus, Debbie, Miles, Brendan, Greg, Luke. And the callers are all so good that I ended up having to call around for 10 minutes. But we got to get to you now, and I appreciate you calling. Let's go ahead and talk to John in California. You're on the air. Welcome, John.
Today.
Welcome.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I understand your phone's breaking up a bit. Go ahead. I'm going to put John on hold and come back to him when he gets to a better place. Let's go ahead and talk to Miles. Miles, in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead. Or
Alex, it's Miles. I'm actually in Michigan.
Okay, go ahead.
Missouri. But I just wanted to say that you are totally on point with how evil these people are. And they know that they're evil. I want your listeners to know that they know how evil they are. They're doing it behind a smile. They smile in your face. And they put out all these things that are just torturous to your kids and your family. And that's what they've been doing for a long time. But now it's mainstream. They're all over Instagram. They have rappers out there that are totally destroying your kids. There's a guy named Little Peep. He just died, OD'd on Xanax. But this guy was out there making songs about doing Xanax, and then he OD's on it. And so many people love him. They're all young kids. I just wanted to say they know how evil they are. And that you're right for calling them out. And
oh, absolutely. I mean, YouTube will block and take down our videos and brag. The number one mission is to block us. We have a hidden camera tape, Veritas, and how they work with the New York Times. When the New York Times wants us censored, they're all together, just like they're coordinating with Hillary. But Snopes says that isn't true. They also say that Rules for Radicals wasn't pledged to Lucifer, but then they admit, well, it was, but he didn't mean it. It was a metaphor. The Logan Paul suicide video shows YouTube is facing a crucial turning point. Oh, yes. And they're letting it stay up. He took it down. They let others put it up as he makes fun of somebody that committed suicide and their dead body. That is weasel porn. It's death porn. It's where you get off on somebody else's pain from your pathetic position and then make everything a big joke. So when you're getting killed or dying, no one cares about you. It's training you to be alone and to be a victim and to be an idiot, but to think it's funny.
Absolutely. You're nailing it 100%. You know what's going on.
No, you do, brother. Miles, God bless you in Michigan. I tell you, I've had 2015 vision until now. And so my vision at 44 is starting to go here. I've been under these lights all year, too. I don't know if I can tell you that. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We're taking your phone calls. Not that I have any lack of news. I remember first reporting on these types of things 20 years ago from our NSA sources, both public and private, that all the major computer chips worldwide being built had specifications going into them in the EU, in the US, in China, Japan. They all get together on these boards, these multinational boards. That's why globalism is important, to have one central system of control. You can also have monopolies and, you know, vertically integrated economies to control populations and stop disruptive technologies from being developed, deployed for the people's use and enjoyment and betterment. But major chip flaws affect billions of devices.
A U.S. government-backed body warned that chips themselves need to be replaced to completely fix the problems. The flaws could allow an attacker to read sensitive data stored in the memory, like passwords, or look at what tabs someone has open on their computer. Researchers found. Oh, researchers found.
Yeah, it's called WikiLeaks, and it's called Vault 7, Vault 8. It's all the exploit programs hundreds of them, that they use by design with back doors built in to get into all of your software and hardware. And let me give you a little news flash. They got chips in them now with data over power line. And then when you put in the smart meters, they put in modern smart houses, you have electricity itself as a conduit for data. The modern light bulbs that they mandated, the little curly cube ones, those are mandated because they have a blurp technology where it's oscillating so fast as a code communication with many of the new devices inside computers and outside computers, things you use and things you don't even know about. Also, I was told 20 years ago that they had transceiver chips in your computers that you think are just a chip, but they can receive and transmit even if the computer is walled off and not on the internet, and even if the computer is off. Now, of course, that came out 20 years after I told you. It came out last year. So, again, 20 years, the news of 20 years from now today. But we get to read about, oh, let me see, I go to CNN, reliable, oh my gosh, CNN's got me some really good, oh, a government body is now warning everyone, because when WikiLeaks put all that out, well, now all the hackers know, but here's a little secret, they already all knew. They already know, and they already imagine what the new hacks are, and then they go and try stuff and go, oh, where's the back door? See, if someone knows that there's an unguarded back door on every house that you cannot lock, what are thieves going to start doing? They're going to start looking for the back door. So in the great wisdom of whoever really runs WikiLeaks, in the great U.S. intelligence operatives that are fighting the globalists, and that's a fact, by the way. Julian Assange is a deep, deep rogue state U.S. intelligence group. I'm just going to leave it at that. So just more I think you need to know. It's the time of things to be revealed for everybody here. It's not the Russians. And because elements of our government also discovered that it was an exploit against the public, but also a double deal with China, and that China has been given all the information and is using it against us in a double cross, including putting it in chips that are for critical defense that they weren't supposed to. And it goes on and 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 on. Oh, but you read this. See, now they've got to tell you, oh, your computers all have back doors in them. Oh, but remember the FBI, after what happened at San Bernardino, they needed Apple to give them the code to break into the phone. No, they wanted the code to everything. And that was because Apple hadn't given them all the back doors yet. Because Apple executives didn't want to be spied on. You see, Apple executives don't put basically any apps on their phones because it's the apps that are the back doors. All the major big free apps the companies put out, back doors. And the control freaks in Silicon Valley can't help it. Even when it's not a government program, they put little back doors in for themselves. Because you know the type of data you can get on, say, an app that's been downloaded by 5, 6, 7, 10 million, 20 million people? It's incalculable. They were spying on people's apps at Google and knew Trump was going to win by 20 points. Total landslide. That's why they were panicking so hard, ladies and gentlemen. That's just one article out of probably 300 in my stack. See, I could talk all day just about this. Oh, what do you, oh, CNN here, let me, maybe Brian Stelter will tell me here. Oh, the flaws. I got to walk up, somebody walks up and shoots you in the head with a 45. Oh, it's a flaw. No, it's done by design. The flaws could allow an attacker, oh, like the globalist, to read sensitive data stored in the memory, like passwords, or look at the tab someone has open on their computer. Researchers found. Daniel Gruss, a researcher from Graz University of Technology, who helped identify the flaw, said it may be difficult to execute an attack, but billions of devices are impacted. Oh, it may be difficult. Sure, right. They do it to be mass exploited at once. That's in all the documents. We're going to go back to your phone calls ahead of our next guest joining us. I just thought you might want to know that. I mean, I know you already know that. And you're saying, well, I know that I'm doing anything wrong. Yeah, I had to get rid of four or five cell phones over the last three, 4 years because someone would get in on it and start dialing people in the huge address book. Or I would go into my photos and there would be a video of my phone when it was sitting on the dresser. There'd be a 8-hour video with me snoring in the background and stuff like that. My phones will turn on by themselves and dial my ex-wife. If I'm sitting down talking to my son about discipline or something, the phone turns on and dials. Little friends are there always listening. Little friends. Just remember this window that you think is so cool into the world is a window for them to reach through. I'm not saying my ex-wife's doing anything. I'm saying that's what's happened. It happened to Pat Riley, one of my crew members, while he was driving with my son, having a talk with him about life. That's the type of crap I deal with. And none of it's even bad that's going on. But if you imagine the thousands of hours they've recorded of me, because that's the next big phase they're admitting is going to be, you can just take 10 minutes of somebody, 2 minutes, 30 seconds, and totally copy them with Adobe software that, remember, they brought out and then they pulled back because they went, whoa, this will hurt us too. That's 30-year-old technology. It just took more computing power back then. It took longer. But this is how we're being exploited. This is how we're being targeted. This is how we're being manipulated. This is how you are. And so you think, well, you have nothing to hide. That's like people that put, they're going to Cancun for Christmas or wherever, or they're going to London. Here's all the presents, you know, that I've got under the tree that we're going to open when we get back. I gave my husband this, I gave him that. And then they know the day you leave, they rob you. See, you didn't do anything bad, but bad people used information on you to hurt you. And I'm not talking down to the audience. I know you get this, but other people go, well, I don't care. Let them spy on me. Oh, really? Let them spy on you, huh? Really? And then I noticed years ago, it was always dialing Arab guest I've had on, or Muslim guest, or other investigative journalists. I know what it was for, so they could then claim, we need a warrant on Jones for trying to do a parallel construction, and he can't find anything on him, but we're going to go ahead and get into his phone and have him dial some people that we already have got FISAs on so we can pick him up in the net. And they don't even do that until they're wanting to try to cook something up. They're already listening. They're already tracking. It's just that they have to open up an investigation. So they just get in my phone and start ring, 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 calling Abdul, calling, you know, calling this, calling that. And then I found out from intelligence sources that are very accurate that they were looking, because I was against the Iraq war and all that. I wasn't pro-Islam. But I saw it was, to put in even worse elements, that they were looking to try to set me up, I guess like the show Homeland or something, where I'm an Islamic terrorist. And I know that sounds insane, but that's actually how crazy they are. And look, the new show Homeland is about me. They admit it's all about me. They got, what, 8 shows that air either daily or weekly about me. Misrepresenting who I am. See? Why? Because they know I'm a good man. Doesn't mean I'm perfect, and they want to destroy me. So I need your prayers, and I need your support. Free shipping ends this weekend. Incredible deals that we've never had deals this good. And I appreciate all of your support because you are defeating the globalists, and I thank God for you. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. A huge whistleblower and phone call straight ahead.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now.
If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Fuel your body.